This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Democrats are fired up as they kick off night one of their convention now in Chicago. Vice presidential hopeful Tim Walz rallied the troops on the sidelines earlier, urging delegates to knock on more doors.
We've got 78 days of hard work. We can sleep when we're dead. Not now. Not now.
CBS's Robert Costa reports President Biden will be tonight's keynote speaker.
He is going to talk about his presidency, but put Vice President Harris front and center as his governing partner, making the case as both a friend, a confidant, and a president that she is ready for the job. But coursing through this speech will be some of the themes of his own presidency.
The Trump campaign's busy too.
Former President Donald Trump kicked off one of his busiest campaign weeks ever in reliably red York, Pennsylvania, with his message to make America affordable again.
We will put more money into your pockets and create millions and millions of new jobs. We're going to do it like nobody else.
Trump hopes to end what Republicans and supporters are calling the Harris honeymoon period.
That's CBS's Nicole Skanga. Trump's also taking heat for posting fake AI photos of Taylor Swift and Swifties endorsing him. The pop star is on tour right now in London and has not endorsed a candidate for president, though she did very publicly back Biden and Harris in 2020. A 180 from former Congressman George Santos today, who pleaded guilty to wire fraud and identity theft. He offered a tearful apology outside court.
It has been the proudest achievement of my life to represent you, and I believe I did so to the best of my abilities. But you also trusted me to represent you with honor and to uphold the values that are essential to our democracy. And in that regard, I failed you.
Santos will have to pay restitution now and faces years in prison when he's sentenced early next year. Hamas just issued a statement essentially saying no deal on a proposal the U.S. is pushing. Israel agreed to it earlier today in the Middle East, but Hamas says it wasn't what they agreed on. A pioneering daytime talk show host has died. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
Phil Donahue was dubbed the King of Daytime Talk. His pioneering daytime TV show, with a 26-year national run, was the first to include audience participation in that format. The show was cutting edge and won 20 Emmys.
All the feminists somehow seemed to sooner or later show up on the Donahue show. And we were thrilled with that because they were good guests.
Donahue, who was awarded a Medal of Freedom 3 months ago, lived in New York City with his longtime wife, actress Marlo Thomas.
He was 88 years old. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Olson, here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The four men accused of killing Devontae Mitchell outside a Milwaukee hotel will stand trial for murder. According to the criminal complaint, two security guards, a bellhop, and a front desk worker pinned Mitchell to the ground in June. They're each charged with being party to a felony murder and could face up to 15 years and 9 months in prison. In a hearing Monday, all four were bound over for trial. They're expected to enter pleas on Thursday. And Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz are headed to Wisconsin Tuesday. They'll host a rally at Fiserv Forum. These rallies have become big, energetic events, so you can expect a lot of people in the Deer District area. Walz at the Democratic National Convention Monday.
Just came from the Wisconsin breakfast, and the blue wall is solid, people. The blue wall is solid.
Civic media will have special coverage all week from Chicago. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers shut out the Guardians. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cleveland Guardians came to Milwaukee with the best record in baseball. They left after being swept in a three-game series. The crew with a 2-0 shutout Sunday. Manager Pat Murphy.
That's what this whole thing's about. When you're thinking of a small market team, you're thinking of guys that have all been thrown away, all guys that have been said, no, you're not good enough. That's what makes it feel really, really special. makes you want to come to the ballpark every day when you have like that.
The Brewers head to St. Louis to open a three-game series against the Cardinals tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers losing to the Broncos 27-2 last night in Denver. The Broncos played their starters, while the Packers went with their second and third string players, but Green Bay with poor run blocking and even worse pass protection.
Offensively, just want to see more fight from our guys. That was frustrating, just the lack of ability to move the football, both in the running game and in the passing game. So we definitely just got to reevaluate and take a long, hard look at everybody.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low around 50, and mostly sunny as we look into tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Pleasant day. A few more clouds around on Wednesday, again mid-70s, a chance of rain later Thursday. High upper 70s. Currently at 75 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Todd Alba joins us at 10:33 from the DNC. Hour number two, Dr. Kristen Lierley, now an official candidate. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Alba Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who doesn't have 20/20 vision, even in hindsight, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, Wisconsin! Welcome to Nightlight. Great to be back with you again here in the studio tonight. I was on vacation last week. This is my first show, and I have forgotten how to do everything. So bear with me. But great to have you with me on this Monday night, wherever you're joining us from in Wisconsin, all over our wonderful state. If you are not listening to political coverage, the fantastic political coverage that Civic Media provides here covering the DNC this week, I'm glad you're joining us on the stream, because that's where you can find us Monday through Thursday. From 7 to 9, we'll be available on Facebook, X, and YouTube. So you can watch the radio on your favorite platform, and we will be here doing our show like we do every night. Our show called Nightlight. So I hope I missed all of you. I missed talking about these things because I love talking movies and TV. And I did a little bit of that on my vacation because my family can't get enough of that either, which is fun. And I don't know if it's like this with you guys, but I find it interesting that families, like in my family, like my mom and dad's family, I should say, like politically, we all pretty much are on the same page. Yet we find things to argue about at the dinner table. Is that what it's like in your house? Because with my family, it's the same way with my kids. Like we all kind of like the same stuff, but we still find things to argue about. That's what makes it so fun, I think, just talking about, you know, what we've seen, what we're watching. It's all just so much fun. So we will continue to do that this week on the stream, Monday through Thursday. Conrad, can you tell people how they can watch on the stream, just in case they don't want to be inundated with political coverage? Because you can watch the DNC all week. It should be fun. Civic Media, I'm sure, is going to crush the coverage. But if you want to keep it light, love to have you.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're under Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on Facebook or WGBW. And then on YouTube, WGBW or Civic Media. And on X, we are Civic Media.
Fantastic. We got to change the question, Conrad. I don't want to use the question we're using. So okay. I'm giving you homework. You have 2 minutes to come up with a question for tonight. I think this will be, if it's like speed dating for questions.
Yeah.
So, in the meantime, I'm gonna read this. Let's do this. The best thing you've seen all summer. The summer box office is winding down. Alien and Romulus crushed this past weekend. I thought we were kind of done. I didn't think another Alien would open the way it did. But it did. And I have not seen it yet. Why don't we do that? What's the best movie you've seen all summer? That's our question. You take a memo, Conrad?
It's already up on the stream.
It's on the stream. What is the best movie you've seen this summer? And it could be something from the theaters. It could be something that you streamed, an old classic. I watched Terminator 2 the other night, which I hadn't seen in years, but it's so strange. It's like an algorithm took over. And friends of mine, I would say two or three people on Facebook in the last 3 weeks have said they forgot what a great movie Terminator 2 is. That sounds like a marketing company reaching out to people to put that out there to rediscover the film. And that may have happened. But these friends of mine are like in the movie industry. So I don't know why they would do that. It could be coincidence. Maybe one saw the other one post it. But I got sucked in. I watched Terminator 2 on Saturday night. A movie I'd seen a couple times, not for 25 years maybe. And it delivered. It holds up. Have you seen the film, Conrad?
I feel like I should be ashamed that I've never seen any of them.
Any of the Terminators?
Yeah, I've never seen them.
I would start. You really only need to see one and two. One is great because it was so different and new and weird and scary. And the second one is like that. I hate to use this cliche on steroids. And it's really, the production value is more well done too. It's great. So that's our question tonight. What is the best movie you've seen this summer? I'm probably going to say Inside Out 2 or Furiosa.
I'm going to have to go with Deadpool.
Deadpool? I haven't seen it yet. So you got some great ones to choose from. I'll tell you what, the summer box office kind of limped out of the gate, but boy, has it crushed. I would say the last 6 to 7 weeks, there's been like no let up since Inside Out 2. And that was a great film. And I also loved Furiosa. Those would be my two. So, but I want to hear from you. Let us know on the stream if you're watching. Let us know what the best movie you saw this summer is. That's our question tonight here at Nightlight. I saw this great Onion headline. And it's a picture of Glenn Powell talking to a microphone. And it says, Glenn Powell opens up about dangerous stunt work filming with Sydney Sweeney's breasts. They just always crush the picture they got. Our picture of her in a bikini, and then he's like talking into the mic. It's just so great. The Onion always delivers. Hey, we got a great show tonight. It is great to be back. Tonight at 7:35, our old pal Rob Thomas, not old, middle-aged, I would say. Rob will be here at 7:35. We'll talk about what he's watching, a couple of his articles. Got a lot of questions for Rob, and he will keep us informed. We're going to talk a little bit about Phil Donahue, who passed away on Sunday at 88. I have to say I am embarrassed about this because I was a Donahue fan. I thought Phil Donahue was already dead. And it's kind of a joke people make. Oh, when George Burns died, he's like 104. Oh, I thought he already died. I really did think Phil Donahue had already passed away because I've been seeing Marlo Thomas on TV periodically. And I was like, oh, she was married to Phil Donahue. He passed away, but he didn't. Crazy. So we'll talk about that a little bit with Rob and what he's watching. And then at 8:20 tonight, Bill Leff is here, my old comedy pal. Bill is the host of Tune In With Me on the MeTV network. A great show. They're about to start their fifth season. He is also on the show Svengoolie. So if you love a nationally syndicated show in the morning that you can watch with your kids, that is a great show, ladies and gentlemen. Eat some cereal. They play some Bugs Bunny cartoons. Bill is the host. He ties it all together, does a great job. He'll be here at 8:20. And last time he was here, Conrad, he said you tried to kill him. That was interesting.
I don't know if I did that.
Yeah. He said you said you were going to sneak into the room when he was sleeping and kill him. I thought that was a pretty brassy accusation. You probably got a lawsuit there because I'm on your side with that. I don't think you would do so.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying you don't want to. Yeah, but I think you're smarter than that. So I am back from vacation. I had a great time. We went to a wedding. Well, first, last Sunday, we had a big party where I live in Marinette on Saturday night. That was fun with some of our neighbors. Got in the car. How long do you think it takes to drive to Chicago, Conrad?
I'm going to guess 3 hours, maybe even more because of traffic.
That's a pretty good guess. Chicago should take about 4 hours.
Okay.
Maybe more if you hit traffic once you hit the city, but you should hit city limits by easily 4 hours. We left at 9 a.m. and got to our hotel at 5 p.m. We stopped. We picked up my son in Milwaukee. Then we hit air and water show traffic in Chicago. And I will say this, ladies and gentlemen, when when traffic is bad in Chicago, at least in my experience, there is no more horrible traffic. I lived in LA for 14 years. The traffic there is heavy, but it moves. You can get caught in bumper to bumper, but Chicago is the worst. We hit city limits after getting Superdog, which if you're listening in the Chicago area, you have to check out Superdog. It's a great kind of a drive-up place, old school, great stuff. But it took forever to get to our hotel. And we stayed in a hotel. I stayed there last summer. I won't name it, but it's right at the border of Lincoln Park in Chicago and Old Town, right by Second City. And we had Second City tickets for Sunday night. And this hotel, you ever get this? I go to check in. It's 4:30, almost 5 by the time we got there. I'm sorry, sir. Your room is not quite ready yet. We were full last night. Okay. Even if you're full, I expect the room to be ready by 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Plan for this. This is what you do. They 2 hours. And then, whatever. The room wasn't ready. Last year when we stayed there, they made mistake after mistake. But the location, we had a lake view. The location is so great. You can walk to Second City. It's great. So I got sucked in and I booked the same damn hotel again. And the same shenanigans happened. I'm talking like Joe Biden now. Joe Biden. It's a bunch of malarkey. Same thing. And there was no, you know, there was a couch bed that was my daughter was going to sleep on. No sheets, no blankets. I have to call at 11. Sir, you're going to have to come down and get it. We're very busy. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I paying $400 a night because I'm a guest in your house? Get off your ass and bring me some blankets and bed. Like, they know how many people are staying in the room. So, okay. So that's my Chicago experience. You know what? I gave him a 1-star review. I'd probably book it again. I love the location that much. Then we went to Kalamazoo for a wedding, a Monday wedding, if you can believe that. And I stayed in a hotel there. What do you do? Maybe this should have been our question tonight. What do you do when you see a little tiny hair in your hotel bed? Do you think maybe somehow it piggybacked on the room keeper or whatever and went through the wash and is still on the sheet?
Yeah, I don't know.
It freaked me out. But you know what? I was exhausted. I wasn't going to call the desk at midnight when we got back from the wedding. Whatever. So, and then, you know, we went up to Door County and we were there for a few nights and it was beautiful. If you have not been to Door County, I know this is Wisconsin. Everybody knows Door County, but I'm surprised at how many people we've had on the show that haven't been there. It is stunning. And we had another lake view, gorgeous. Didn't break the bank. It was pretty affordable for 4 days. It was great. And that's where you relax when you got nothing to do. I'm sure it was pretty relaxed around here last week, Conrad.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Did you wear pants all week? Be honest.
Yes, I did wear pants.
All right, well done. We have a couple people checking in on the stream. Jim Denny says, welcome back, Pete. I hope you had a restful vacation. I did, Jim. It was great. I actually, it was nice to have a break from the show, but I missed doing the show, if that makes sense. But thank you for your wishes. Rob Lehman says, the new Twister movie I want to see. I heard good reviews. Rob, I saw it. I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. So when you do see it, let us know what you think. I would love to hear that as well. And then Jim says, well, right now you're on the Civic Media app. No political talk. Yay, Jim and Appleton. Oh, that's Jim and Appleton. I didn't know your last name, Jim. All right. I have a really cool thing I'm going to play for you guys when we come back. I just heard it this morning, and I can't wait to share it. It's going to lift your spirits. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it comes as no surprise to me with another guy. Here comes my baby.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
they're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources, dump those flower pots out, don't let dog or kitty pools sit, fill them when you're going to use them, and then dump them out. Clean the gutters, reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
So I will say the best thing, Conrad, you just took a long vacation.
Yeah.
You were realistically, I mean, you've been on vacation more than you've actually been in the studio since the show started. That was a long vacation. What was your favorite part about the whole thing? I'm sure I asked you this, but I want to contrast it to what I'm about to say.
I got to say it was just, you know, getting time to spend with my family and, you know, see them after I haven't seen them in a while.
I was just going to say the same thing. Like, as much as you see cool stuff, the best part, like, we rented one of those, you know, it's like a 3-bedroom condo. They have these great places to stay in Door County. It was just so much fun to be in the same space with my kids and my wife and not have to go anywhere, not have to do anything. We played Monopoly one night and just ended up laughing our butts off. Those are the kind of things that make vacation worth it. So fun. Okay, so I saw this thing today on Facebook. A woman who I'm not friends with posted it, and one of my friends shared it. I don't even know if I'm saying his name right. Neil Ford. It's F-O-A-R-D. And this is a little long. It's almost 3 minutes long, but he tells this story, and I know we are in very polarized times right now. There's Democrats, Republicans, whatever Kennedy's doing, or whatever that faction of whatever it is. We are very divided as a country, and we think, oh, this is terrible. This country is never going to be the same again, blah, blah, blah. I saw this today, and it really just kind of lifted my spirits, and it made me look around myself and say, yes, I know people who disagree with me politically. I still help them throw stuff in the back of their pickup. They've still plowed my driveway, whatever. We are still human beings that care about other human beings. Take the labels off. You know, and just have a discussion. But this was great. This is a story. I'm going to let this guy tell it. He's kind of a speaker. He's a storyteller, and he does seminars on storytelling, and he's got a great YouTube channel. I just found out about him today. So this is a story by Neil Ford. Conrad, let's hear that.
People think we're more divided as a country now than we've been in a long time. I know it can seem that way, but when I was a little kid in 1969, the Vietnam War was tearing the country apart. And they'd shot John F. Kennedy, and they'd shot Bobby Kennedy. They'd shot Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. And there was the Manson family and the Zodiac Killer, and it just felt like the whole country lost its mind. My father, who'd grown up in the Depression, well, his faith in humanity was just at a low ebb. And the two of us that June were driving from L.A. to Oakland in our old 1960 Oldsmobile, and the water pump blew out south of Bakersfield. And so this was long before cell phones, so we were going to have to hoof it like 9 or 10 miles into town when this young cowboy pulls up in a flatbed and offers to tow us in. And all my dad had on him for money was this old Chevron gas card. So he kept telling this young fella, you know, I can't pay you. And the young cowboy's looking at him like, yeah, I wasn't going to charge you. So he rolls us into town, and this is a Sunday, so nothing's open. So he has to go get his mechanic friend to open up his garage. And my dad says, hey, listen, I don't have any money. And the mechanic says, you know, we'll work something out. And then they all realize they don't have the actual part, so now they got to go roust out the local auto parts store owner, and they bring him down. And my father's like, okay, we need to talk about how this is all going to get settled, because he just couldn't imagine anybody being this trusting about the money. So the cowboy says, look, if it'd make you feel better, I got a bunch of watermelons I need to get loaded onto my flatbed, and it's pretty hot work, and if you help me out, I'll pay for the part. So next thing you know, we're all unloading watermelons from inside a rail car. That's about 140 degrees. And 90 minutes later, we are soaked in sweat. And up rolls the car, just running like a top. And my dad says, I really don't know how to thank you fellas and for this good turn. And we're turning to go, and the mechanic gets this look on his face and says, "Whoa, whoa, where do you think you're going?" And you could see on my father's face just all the fear and distrust come to the surface. And he stiffened like a leopard. And the mechanic says, "No, no, no. My wife's going to make us all Sunday dinner, and you and the boy can get a shower and a clean shirt, and it'll make the drive easier for all of us." So we sat down for a dinner of fried chicken from the chicken right over there and corn on the cob from the corn right over there. Man, I got to tell you, I will never have a meal that good ever again. And my dad didn't say maybe three words the whole drive. But when we got home, I got into bed, and I was just about to turn off a light. And he stops in the doorway, and he says to me, "No matter what you see in the movies or on TV or you read in the papers, you listen to me. That's how people really are." And about a month later, Neil Armstrong walked on the moon. So, keep the faith.
I don't know how much more simple that message could be. And the guy's a great storyteller. But man, that just lifted my spirits. I was like still laying in bed when I saw that. Because like most Americans, I roll over, grab my phone off the nightstand, and look at Facebook before I even take a breath. And I found that story. I thought it was such a great way to start your day. Did you like that, Conrad?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, definitely.
That's where you should have said, "Nah, that guy's kind of a jerk, Pete."
Nah, that guy sucks. Him his
hoity-toity dad and his little adventure. But Neil Ford, F-O-A-R-D, I think I'm saying the last name right. It was very interesting. So what else do we have? Hawk Tua has been in the news again too, Conrad.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
She got Hawk booed. She threw out the first pitch and they booed her. And she said, "Well, I was there raising money for veterans." I almost feel like that's gratuitous. Like that's. Okay, that's a nice thing to do, but what are you expecting when you go out there? And again, these people that are managing her, put her in good, you know she's going to take some guff for going out there.
Yeah.
By the way, the pitch she threw was 84 miles an hour, which I thought was pretty impressive.
Send her to the league.
She really hawked into that. Anyway, I thought that was kind of funny. And we are working on, before I went on vacation, we talked about getting a membership to her fan club. We are going to do that. We're going to follow her. We're going to try to get her on Nightlight. And I know nobody here will boo her because our listeners are too classy for that. Speaking of classy listeners, Sherry just checked in. She said, "Welcome back, Pete." And hi, Conrad. Hi, Sherry. It's good to be back with you. And thank you for joining us here when the stream. Although we're on the app right now, is it?
Yep, we're on the app right now.
So what's the deal? The political coverage is only on the radio?
No, it's starting pretty soon.
Oh, it hasn't started yet. Oh, I got you. Did Biden's speech go long or something?
I don't know.
Well, tonight's all about Biden. It's a convention. That's what I understand. Like, that's what they're doing tonight. So maybe they just got carried away. Maybe we'll get booted off the app soon. Either way, however you're joining us, thank you. Bill Leff is here at 820. Bill is the host of Tune In With Me. A great show. Speaking of great ways to start your day, Bill, they show cartoons, Bugs Bunny cartoons, Looney Tunes, Foghorn Leghorn. It's the kind of show you can watch with your child while you're getting ready in the morning. And I just think it's a brilliant idea. They're about to start their fifth season. Bill is the host and a very funny guy, and also had done a fair amount of radio as well. And Rob Thomas, ladies and gentlemen, not that Rob Thomas, our Rob Thomas, is coming up next at 7:35 here on Nightlight. Great to be back in this chair. We got, Sarah Jean checks in. She says, "I just rewatched Chicago the Musical with Richard Gere. So good." That's a great answer too, Sarah. It doesn't have to be a movie that's current. What's the best movie you saw all summer? Let us know. Rob Thomas coming up next. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. CBS News Special Report. Thousands of Democratic delegates gather in Chicago.
We hereby call the in-person portion of the 49th Quadrennial Democratic National Convention to order.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe is at the United Center, which is all decked out in red, white, and blue.
You'll hear from people like the New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin, former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton. First Lady will speak, and then the president is expected to speak.
Outside of the venue, demonstrators gathered, some protesting the Biden administration's handling of the war in Gaza. CBS News Chicago's Tara Molina.
This was a small group of the thousands of people who we covered here today who are majorly peaceful. This was maybe 100 people. But what happened? They shook the fence. It came down. They started breaking through.
Some arrests made. CBS News Special Report. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. UW System President Jay Rothman is ready to submit his budget request that he says would bring Wisconsin up to the middle. Our public universities rank 43rd in the nation when it comes to how much funding they get from their state. Meanwhile, Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, and Minnesota, all the states that border Wisconsin, all rank in the top 10. And the plan for a new Wisconsin Veterans Museum hits a road bump. Earlier this month, the state approved $9 million to buy the current property on the Capitol Square with plans to build a new museum. Well, now, according to the Wisconsin State Journal, the owners say the building isn't for sale. They say the state was late paying rent last fall and forfeited their right to purchase the property. But the Veterans Museum disputes that. They say one payment was late because of a processing problem, which was immediately rectified. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs has leased space there for more than 30 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Tomorrow is VFW night in Wisconsin Rapids. Members of VFW Post 2534 will be at Culver's on 8th Street from 4 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday. RVFW will receive a percentage of sales at both the drive-thru and dine-in tomorrow night. You can stop in for delicious food and thank our veterans for their service and their continued support in our community. This Friday and Saturday is the VFW Buddy Poppy distribution. Donations made to this effort provide financial assistance in maintaining state and national veterans rehabilitation and service programs. It's time to apply for the special firearm deer hunt held at Sandhill Wildlife Area. You have until September 20th to submit your application to the Wisconsin DNR. This hunt will be open to licensed hunters and restricted to rifle or shotgun. The two-day hunt will happen on November 2nd and 3rd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low around 50, and mostly sunny as we look into tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Pleasant day. A few more clouds around on Wednesday, again mid-70s. A chance of rain later Thursday. High upper 70s. Right now it's 73.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Friday, August 30th. The Badgers kick off the season against Western Michigan. Our coverage begins at 6 on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God. Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We're live on location for the Democratic National Convention here at the United Center in Chicago. Great guest, Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
1, 2. It was a teenage wedding and a hostess wished them well.
Jim from Appleton says, I watched Everything Everywhere All at Once before it disappeared from Netflix. Incredible movie. Yeah, I have not seen that. That was one of the few I didn't see the previous year for the Oscars. But I think that won like one or two, not Best Picture, but that's been on my list too. And I kind of forgot about it. So thank you, Jim. That's some good suggestions so far. You said you saw something, Conrad. Let's talk about that with Rob. Let's see what Rob, let's see what's on Rob's mind. This is, I told Rob before when I booked him, I said, you're the perfect guest for when I come back from vacation, because I'm going to forget and I will have forgotten everything. And it'll be good to have Rob ease us back onto the air. Rob, how you doing?
I'm good. So I'm kind of like the airlock that you enter into, come back into the job. And
okay. Right.
Slowly decompress.
For yeah, Alien or, Romulus, yeah. You've read his work, I hope anyway, at the Capital Times or on his Substack, Not That Rob Thomas. Check out his work. He does great stuff, and he is here tonight on Nightlight. Rob, how have you been? Have you had a good summer?
It's been a great summer. Yeah, it's the weather the last month or so has been really nice, like, which is the reverse of what I expected in Wisconsin summer.
Right.
And was out at APT, American Players Theater, a couple times. I feel like the movie season kind of kicked in the latter half after some disappointments.
Yeah.
And it's a great summer. I'll be sorry to see it go.
Yeah, same here. I kind of feel the same way about, I kind of feel like the box office has paralleled my summer. It started off kind of like, I don't know, June gloom or whatever you call it. And then it just picked up and it's been crushing. Like the weather's been great. Like you said, the box office has gone gangbusters. I don't know where it is compared to last summer, the summer before or pre-COVID, but man, it has been strong. I would say the last 6 or 7 weeks.
Yeah. Just one after another. I feel like they always worry like, oh, theatrical movies are over, and then like a Deadpool or an Inside Out 2.
Yeah.
The, you know, bananas business, and then we're back at it. So
exactly.
We'll see. Yeah.
So what did I want? Oh, I read your article about Paula Poundstone. She's so funny. She's going to be in Madison soon at the Barrymore. I have a email into them. I would love to get her on the show or help them promote at least, because I think Paula is so great. Did you sit down with her? Was that over like a stream or the phone or email? How did that work?
That was over the phone. Okay. And she was here last weekend, so you did mix her. But she comes through all the time. She's super busy. And like she was in her backyard doing some yard work in Santa Monica or something like that. And she's like one of those people who, like, it's not like you don't have to do anything, but like she's such a great conversationalist, like that, like, it's pretty easy to have a great interview with her. And we talked about, you know, she was in Inside Out 2 really quickly, and how she got that job, and just kind of doing her stand up and how she just, you know, she said she's sort of like Buddy the Elf, where like she'll just talk to anybody, you know, she'll just walk up and talk to anybody. So that was a really fun interview.
I thought it was interesting when she told you in the interview that she's so into her audience, she doesn't want an opener. She's like Springsteen in two ways. She doesn't have an opener. It's just her. And then she does like a 2-hour show as a stand-up. Right. That's insane.
Right. Yeah. And you could give like 10 minutes to some local comedian. But like,
right.
That's her one thing. Is like, no, these are my people. They come to see me. And I don't know. It is kind of funny. But, you know, she's been at it for, I mean, at least 30 years, right? Maybe even into the 80s. So
yeah,
right. So she knows what she's doing. Yeah,
she does. And it's funny that when I saw her coming to the Barrymore, and I got turned around because of vacation, I reached out to them a couple weeks ago, actually. But I'm like, oh, Paula Poundstone, she's still touring. And then I did a Google thing. I'm like, oh, she was Inside Out. Oh, she has her own podcast. Oh, she's on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Like, she's like crazy busy. And I mean,
yeah,
like, there's
is.
So many ways for people like her to make money that you don't necessarily hear of, you know?
Right, right. Yeah. Especially if you're good, you get the gift of gab. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. During the interview, you said you interviewed her a long time ago. Did she seem different now, older and wiser, just as funny?
I would say exactly the same.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I would say. I went back to that old interview and I mean, it was another great one. I remembered it really well. And,
that's so cool.
Yeah.
You had a review. I can't remember if I saw it in the Capital Times or if it was on your Substack about Rob Peace, the movie. Chiwetel Ejiofor's second directorial effort. I didn't even know he had a first.
Me neither.
Yeah, and it's kind of a story about weed bringing people together, which is nice.
Well,
tell me about the film.
Well, it was. It's like this time of year. Like, there's a lot of like little movies just kind of showing up at the theaters for like a week or two, and then kind of winking out, and then I guess they'll be on streaming. And this was one of them that just caught my attention because now I can't remember how to pronounce his name, and you just did it. But
I only know because we had the same lawyer for a cup of coffee years ago. Chiwetel Ejiofor. He got his calls returned quicker than I did, just for the record.
Mr. Ejiofor, who people probably know from like 12 Years a Slave, and great actor.
Yeah.
And he co-wrote, starred, and has a supporting role in this fact-based movie about this kid growing up in a poor section of New Jersey, true story, goes to Yale, is studying molecular biology, also becomes a weed dealer, in part to raise money to try and get his dad out of prison. His dad has been convicted of double murder and claims he's innocent. So it's this really interesting movie. It's kind of all these different sides to this young kid, or I mean young kid, he's like 20s, but like and how he's trying to keep them all juggled. It's and really well acted. So if it is a theater near you, it will probably not be for long. So if you want to see it on the big screen, now's the time to do it.
We don't get where I live is just sort of more remote. Yeah. We don't get these kind of fun indie films or limited release films, but I loved what you wrote about it, and it made me want to see it. What the other one I wanted to ask you about, Rob, which also didn't quite get up north, is Sing Sing. I love Coleman Domingo. It's on my list to see. I liked him in Fear the Walking Dead. I don't know if you watched that spinoff.
I did not.
Yeah. No. I mean, it wasn't as good as the original. It had its moments, but he's so good in it. And he's such a good villain. And then you kind of like him. He's just a great actor.
He's one of those really watchable guys. And like, I've seen him as a villain. There's a Netflix movie last year. Well, he's nominated for an Oscar, I think. He played Rustin, the civil rights leader. And he's just one of those guys who like, commands the screen, which is interesting because Sing Sing, which also did not come to Madison, which was weird because he's such a big actor, I think. Yeah.
Huh.
But it's about this theater troupe inside Sing Sing Correctional Maximum Security Prison. And I believe Coleman Domingo is the only professional actor in it. And all the other actors are, well, except maybe one, are former inmates who were in the program. And it follows them as they're staging this production. And there's like kind of a rivalry between Coleman Domingo's character and a new actor. It's really great. And that's one that's got to be on streaming pretty soon, I think, on VOD.
I'm surprised it's not already. I looked it up before I knew you were going to be on and you reviewed the film. And it's still hanging around in theaters, though. It's such a great story or premise, you know.
Right. And the fact that they got the real guys who went through the program and had their lives changed by doing this really makes it a very special. It was almost a documentary like film in some ways because of that. A lot of these I think will be on VOD in a month or two.
Some good fall viewing for those two nights a week that there isn't NFL football on. My guest is Rob Thomas. He's the entertainment reporter for the Capital Times, and you can check out his Substack, Not That Rob Thomas, where he writes about movies and TV and theater. And Rob, tell us about Daughters. You loved it, right?
Yeah, Netflix movie, another prison movie, a documentary, and a real emotional roller coaster, but it's about another prison program. It's funny how parallels, but it's in the DC area where these inmates who are fathers get to have like a daddy-daughter dance with their daughters.
Oh my gosh.
Some of whom they haven't seen in years, some of whom they've never really met. And there's different, you follow several different father-daughter pairings, and it's really, you know, a very emotional film, and these dads and sort of the choices they've made, and like, you know, they obviously really recommit to, you know, being better fathers, but then also you follow them a few years later and you know, the results are more mixed, I think. So it's on Netflix now. I got to think it's going to be nominated for an Oscar. It's so good and really beautiful to watch, too.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. But going back to Sing Sing, it got a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, by the way. That's pretty impressive, too.
How are you that 2% who don't like it? I don't know. There's always that 2%.
And really, it's probably two guys. There's probably 100 reviews on there.
Yeah, two guys,
you're
like,
two girls.
Too much. There's too much prison in this prison drama.
No, you know what I think that happened, Rob, is the two critics that didn't like it were actually in prison and didn't get cast in the prison show. So, all right, so let's jump into the big theaters. You saw Deadpool. I still haven't seen it. You're way ahead of me, by the way. I think last time we spoke, I was kind of ahead of you, and you have like really sprinted to the finish line here for the summer.
I've tried to keep up. Yeah.
What did you think of Deadpool and Wolverine?
I really liked it, and I was not sure I was going to, because I think we've talked about how Marvel really runs kind of hot and cold, especially lately. But I've liked the previous two Deadpool movies, and I've liked most of the Wolverine movies, and it's a really like very funny, very violent movie. Like really, I mean, but in a very cartoonish way. Like it's not upsetting at all. It's very cartoonish, and, you know, like one fight scene is choreographed to NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye. It's that kind of level of violence. But also it's kind of like kind of poignant in a way. Like it's sort like it's it brings, you have to be kind of into the whole superhero movie lore, but like it brings back a lot of characters from like the 90s and early 2000s Marvel superheroes before the Disney ones started. And there is a sort of nostalgia for those characters. Like, well, I want to spoil it because the cameos are pretty great, just in case people don't know.
Yeah,
even though everybody in the world, yeah, and it's really well done. And so, I even though like those movies too, I was sort of like some I like, some I didn't like. I like the X-Men movies pretty well. It was really kind of poignant and even sweet. And so, I don't know how it's gonna. I guess it's now going to be all under Disney's MCU. I don't know how it's all going to fit together, but I thought it was a really, really good movie. And I read Ryan Reynolds' big inspiration for it was Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Seriously?
And once you hear that, you watch it, you see all these references to it. Like, it's really funny.
Wow. That Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, to me, it's like one of my all-time favorites. It is basically a flawless movie.
There's
no fat in that movie, and it's like an hour and a half long, maybe an hour and 40, but that's really interesting.
Just the way the two characters are together, it's really kind of spun off that.
All right, if people have, like, I haven't seen any of the Deadpools. I'm not a big superhero guy. If people still want to go see one of these blockbusters that's in the theater still, and they go to see this, would they be lost if they haven't seen the first two or one of the first two?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think, you know, you don't need to see the second one. Like you see some of the characters from the first ones in the first 5 minutes and then they're gone. And so like, if you don't know who they are, I don't remember half of them, quite frankly, you're good.
Okay.
It's not some of the Disney Marvel ones. You have to like, oh, right. That's the guy from the TV show that I didn't watch. And there's this guy, you know, and it's like, there's a lot of homework involved in that, but Deadpool, really doesn't have much of that at all. It's really and it really tries to be like a self-contained movie. It's not trying to set up like three other movies the way the other movies are, right? It's pretty much like it's self-contained. So I would recommend it. I would recommend it even to people who think like, yeah, I'm done with Marvel movies. It's really fun.
Good to know. All right, Rob Thomas is my guest. When we come back, I'm going to ask Rob what his favorite summer movie is, and we'll talk a little bit about TV as well. Color television, as I like to call it, Rob. We will be right back with Rob and more Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabba and the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Welcome back. We are asking the question, what is your favorite movie tonight? As we compete with our own excellent political coverage. Sherry from Horicon checks in and says, I just rewatched The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. Such a great movie. I swear to God, Sherry has said that before. Sherry, how often do you watch that movie? I think Sherry has told us that before, Conrad. Like that she's watched that film.
Yeah, I think so.
It is a great movie, though. I've not seen it in years. Sylvester Stallone, I think. Dolly Parton. It's Dolly Parton's birthday, by the way. That's really why I wanted to have Rob Thomas on. Rob Thomas joins us from the Capital Times in Madison. We're talking movies and TV with Rob, as we so often do. He is a Nightlight frequent flyer. Rob, did you have a film this summer you saw that was your favorite or one that stood out to you?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. I really liked Furiosa. I know a lot of people didn't.
Same.
And I loved, I think Inside Out 2 might have been my favorite. And then part of that, I think, was going in there with somewhat diminished expectations because it was a sequel, you know, and Pixar is doing a lot of sequels these days, but I thought it was really, really strong. And that would probably be my favorite of this summer, I think.
You know, I said the exact same two films early in the show. And they're both sequels, really. I loved Inside Out 2. I watched the first one two nights before I went to see the sequel, 2. And I liked the first one, but I didn't love it. I loved Inside Out 2. And Furiosa, I just thought was great. Again, I think we've talked about this. Not the spectacle that the first one was, Fury Road, but just a really solid, pretty flawless film.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah, and finding lots of different ways to get into that world, I think, rather than just doing another, you know, wall-to-wall action movie. It's more complicated than that, yeah. So it's been a good summer, I think.
Yeah, I agree. You know what I did? I watched a couple nights ago, I watched Terminator 2. Tell me if you know, and I was talking about this at the beginning of the show, I have like maybe 3 friends on Facebook over the last month that have said, and pretty much to the word, the same message about the film in a post. I forgot what a great film Terminator 2 is.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, is this like, are they being paid to put that out there? It was so weird. But it did make me think. I was like, oh, yeah, that was a good film. And I liked the first one, too. So I rewatched. I mean, if it was a marketing ploy, it worked. I really do think it was just like, you know, kind of an anomaly that 3 people said that. But it was clumped together like all within a month. But anyway, I watched Terminator 2 and it was really fun. Like I hadn't seen it in years. Oh, did we lose Rob?
Am I still there?
Oh, there you go, Rob. I thought we lost
Sorry
you.
About that.
I don't know when I lost you or what the last thing you heard me ramble about was.
But I heard you just fine. Yeah,
oh, okay. I don't know how long it's been since you've seen the film, but it really is just a dynamite movie.
Yeah. You were talking about summer movies. Like that's a movie I remember. Like, yeah. I remember going to, I think it was Des Plaines, Illinois, 1991,
wow.
Whatever it was. I remember that experience of seeing that movie on a huge screen and how great it was. Yeah. So there's some movies like that, especially summer movies, I think, where you remember exactly, like, where you were when you saw that movie.
That is so funny, because I was living in Chicago at the time. I was in the city, and I think I saw it at either Webster Place or Harlem and Irving Plaza. So we were in the same vicinity that summer.
That's right.
For that movie.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then here, I want to ask you about another one. I saw this film called, once in a while, I just roll the dice on a movie that's available to stream on one of the platforms. And yep. I watched Boneyard with Mel Gibson a couple weeks ago. Not great. And I didn't expect it to be, but I was curious. And then I watched the other night on Fandango, at the home movie, former Voodoo, whatever, is a film called Gunner. And it was right up there at the top with all the summer blockbusters. And I'm like, all right. And it was an action film. A guy's two kids get kidnapped. He's an ex-Green Beret. I feel like I've read the logline a gazillion times, but I was just like in one of those moods. I'm like, I'm going to give this a shot. And what a bad movie. Like, I don't know how it got to the top on the banner of this. It's like the third Hemsworth brother. It was like if Owen and Luke Wilson's older brother from Bottle Rocket made a film. That's what this was like. And the wife was weird casting. And I'm like, I've seen this model before because I've written this kind of stuff before for like an executive producer who's looking for something for his wife, a wife vehicle. So they got Hemsworth to be in it. And I don't know that. I'm trying to research it. And then Arnold Schwarzenegger's son, by his housekeeper, Joseph Baena, was also in it. He had like two lines. So I was really curious, but have you heard anything about that film? Are you familiar with it?
I have heard nothing about that film. Gunner. Okay. Gunner. I did not even know there was a third Hemsworth brother. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't either. And this was an interesting thing. The Hemsworth family has a connection. I think their uncle is the character that Crocodile Dundee was based on.
Is that true?
That's what I read. And I read it online, okay. Rob, so it's got to be true.
But, okay. Then I buy it. Yeah.
But it was just like one of those things like, so that's how this family got connected to show business, because all three brothers, and this is the brother like who's really not in great shape, but he looked real, you know, but he still was like a Green Beret, and you wouldn't mess with him, I guess. I don't know. It was very interesting.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
The streaming site Tubi is really good for movies like that, where it's like, movies you just never heard of that like sort of seem like a bad photocopy of like a movie you've seen before, but it's like a lot cheaper, a lot dumber, but which can be have its own enjoyment as well.
Yeah, I agree. It's interesting. When I was on vacation last week, as I mentioned, and we were in Door County, my wife and kids, and I love that time where you have nothing to do and you're all just together. It's not even quality time. It's just quantity time. And you're just hanging out and someone flips on the TV and this place we were staying at had cable and we watched The Day After Tomorrow. And I swear to God, Rob, it's like 4 minutes of movie, 9 minutes of commercial.
Yeah.
Seven. And it was terrible. It's a terrible way to watch a film unless you're all just hanging out. And it was actually kind of fun. It was old school, like when the network used to purchase the rights to something and they would broadcast it on network TV. It was so much fun.
I do kind of miss those days. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like you kind of talk between the commercials and get snacks. And it was really fun.
That's good. That's good.
Can you hang out a little bit through the news? I want to ask you about a couple TV shows. I want to talk a little bit about Phil Donahue, too, who passed away. Yeah. Sound good?
Absolutely.
All right. Fantastic. Yep. Rob Thomas is here. We have more with Rob coming up next after Civic Media's award winning news coverage. That's now. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Todd Alba joins us at 10:33 from the DNC. Our number two, Dr. Kristen Lierley, now an official candidate. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.